Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States has questioned its unwavering support of Israel in recent days. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
With the different meetings being held at the White House between United States President Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, there has emerged the question of the unwavering support for the Jewish State of Israel that has been the mainstay down through the years of America's intimate alliance with Israel as being good for both the United States and Israel. The condemnation of the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria, the insistence by Israel that they have a right to defend their borders, including the area of the Gaza Strip, and the controversy surrounding the city of Jerusalem have been the sticking points that have caused these questions by U.S. leaders as to whether their support is as strong as it has been for the Jewish state. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The United States starting to waver on its support for the Jewish State of Israel is done at its own peril and does set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For over 200 years, the United States has been one of the major supporters and protectors of the Jewish people, and since 1948, America has been the mainstay of support for the Jewish state. Over the last several years, and moving towards a low mark in U.S. support for Israel, which has been good for both countries, we are seeing this relationship drift apart more and more, almost on a daily basis. America's disapproval of Jewish settlements have been a focus of the United States critics, as well as the right for Jews to buy, build, and live in any section of the city of Jerusalem. I mentioned earlier that America breaks these ties with Israel at its own peril. God told Abraham, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, "I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee." I don't mean that Israel is right all of the time, but when Israel does what God's word says and God rewards the Jewish people, all peoples must support them. The ancient Jewish prophets wrote of God returning the Jews to their land. That's Ezekiel 34 and 35. He promised to give them a state, Ezekiel chapter 37. These prophecies are in the process of being fulfilled. If America or any other nation of the world decides to drop their support for the Jewish state, they do it at their own peril. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...